Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 156. And speaking of 56, we're going to talk about some news on our 5600th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to recognize Amy Molina of Guadalupe, Arizona for being our 5600th like on Facebook. Thank you, Amy. Please continue to listen and let your friends know. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout-out. So once again, thank you to Amy Molina of Guadalupe, Arizona. You can like us on Facebook at Big Scary Show, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and Instagram at Big Scary Show. We have some news from Days of the Dead coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress and horror icon Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, to the guest list for Days of the Dead Charlotte, happening September 27th through the 29th at the Sheraton Charlotte. A horror icon with no need for an introduction, Cassandra Peterson is best known for her portrayal of Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Gaining fame on Los Angeles television station KHJ, wearing her black gothic revealing cleavage-enhancing gown as host of the weekly horror show Elvira's Movie Macabre, Elvira would go on to become one of the most recognizable characters of all time, known for her quirky and quick-witted personality and Valley Girl speech. As an added treat, Cassandra will be in costume Friday night as Elvira with a special pro photo op beginning at 6:30. Tickets for Days of the Dead Charlotte are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City, Florida. We have our first trail announcement for 2019, The Harvester. In 1809, famine covered the villages in Crow Valley. No one knew the cause. Some say the soil had become defiled. Others blamed the infamous curse. No matter the cause, all suffered the hardship except for the Brown family. Their farm flourished and seemed unaffected. The family claimed it was the secret fertilizer that they made themselves. Jeb Brown, the patriarch, had a shop in the village where he and his wife sold scarecrows to other farmers, claiming it would help. As time went by, travelers and even some villagers began to disappear. Rumors swirled around the Brown family and their scarecrows. Whispers about the scarecrows hunting and killing people, standing guard over the farm, spread throughout the village. Were these scarecrows the true secret to the Browns' bountiful harvest? Who can say? Keep up with more updates about Sir Henry's Haunted Trail at www.sirhenryshauntedtrail.com. We have this news from the 13th World Haunted Attraction in Cumberland, Rhode Island. 13th World is accepting applications for this upcoming season. We need actors, actresses, parking attendants, ticket collectors, and more. Get more information or go to 13th World, that's the number 13, TH World, .hauntscheduler.com to fill out an application, or visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/13th World, again, the number 13, 13th World, RI. We have this news from the Feartown Haunted House in Seacock, Massachusetts. Now hiring! Feartown is hiring for the season. We're looking for enthusiastic, reliable, and passionate people to add to our team this year. No experience is necessary. We will train the right people. We're hiring for the following positions: actors, makeup artists, event staff, parking attendants, and more. Please apply online and we will contact you to schedule an interview. Go to their website, peoplefear.us, very clever, for more information. We have this news from Hobbs Grove Halloween Haunt in Sanger, California. Ghouls, goblins, and other ghostly types will be gathering at Hobbs Grove on Sunday, August 25th, to interview with the vampires. The first step in the search for local talent longing for coveted positions in the Grove's haunted forest, house, or hayride, which runs Thursday through Sundays, October 4th through November 2nd, plus October 30th. If you're 18 or older by October 4th, no exceptions, and you'd like to be part of the world's best boo crew or work at Hobbs Grove in any capacity, scare actors, makeup, retail, tickets, parking, etc., come on out and let's meet you. It's mostly painless. We look for energy and attitude. We'll teach you the rest. Those selected will attend Ghoul School at Hobbs Grove in late September. Prospective ghouls should arrive anytime between 9 and 11 a.m. to fill out applications and to begin the interviews. Costumes aren't required but are so appreciated. We want you to look good on TV when the frightening group activities get underway. Please email if you have any questions left unanswered, hobbsgrove@gmail.com, and get more information at hobbsgrove.com. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted Attraction in Plano, Texas. Typical summers bring lots of sun and more fun. Dark Hour summers bring dogs, and lots of them. Or are they wolves? Or worse. Dark Hour Haunted House presents the Dog Days of Summer, July 19th and 20th, and the 26th through the 27th. Bring a treat, or be the treat. Get tickets and more information at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. We have this news from the Warehouse Haunt in Weber City, Virginia. Do you love Halloween? Do you love scaring your friends and family? Have you ever been through a haunted house and thought, they have the greatest job ever? Then we have that job for you. Come and be part of our scare family. We're taking applications now for the season. We look forward to hearing from you. Physical requirements may include performing a haunted house in full makeup and costume, the ability to work in dark and confined spaces, the ability to stand for long periods of time. Preferred qualifications include must be 18 years old, punctuality, reliability, and flexibility is a must. You must be able to work all weekend starting September 27th, must be able to perform in strobe lighting, fog, and other special effects, and the applicant may be subjected to a short audition. Experience a plus, but not a must. Mostly, be able to have fun. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Clinch Mountain Amusements. We have this news on Summerween 2019 coming to Albuquerque, New Mexico. ABQ Live, the magazine, presents the 6th annual Summerween Party. Dress up and join us as we invade the Salt Yard on August 10th, beginning at 8 p.m. Whether you're going completely goofy, super sexy, or bone-chillingly scary, come on down and enjoy a frightfully fun Summerween night. All the fun of Halloween without the cold weather. Summerween tricks this year include games like giant beer pong and giant Jenga. As for our treats, indulge in a cauldron brew of special Summerween drinks, featuring DJ Ian Evan and DJ Spongy on the decks. The only thing you'll have to worry about is dancing your costume off. If you're feeling lucky, make a deal with the devil and you'll be entered into our many raffles that'll be going on all night. We have a costume contest with $500 in cash prizes given away. Over the past 5 years, Summerween has been a staple on the Albuquerque summer nightlife calendar. Summerween is the one night a year where the spirits of October return to possess the people of Albuquerque back into a night of celebration. Enter a space where the music moves even the most decrepit bones to dance in a DJ spell of thrilling music. There's a laser light show that shoots off the walls like a bat out of hell, and a misty fog enchants the dance floor. Summerween is the supernatural summer event you've been waiting for. Get more info and links to tickets at facebook.com/thesaltyardnm or tickets.holdmyticket.com and search for Summerween. Summerween. That sounds fun. We have this news from the Dorney Park and Wildwater Kingdom in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Dorney Park is hiring for its annual Halloween event. The job fair will take place in the Good Time Theater July 27th, August 10th, August 20th, and September 3rd. We'll be opening our doors for all walks of life ages 16 and up. Interested in seasonal positions including monsters, technicians, makeup artists, and ushers. During the job fair, auditions for parts and interviews for behind-the-scenes positions will be held. Coaching and training for actors will be provided. Aside from its competitive wages, Dorney Park offers flexible work schedules, free admission to all Cedar Fair parks, and many other amusement and entertainment attractions, free tickets to Dorney Park for friends and family, and awards for the best creature of the night. Get more information at DorneyPark.com and search for jobs. We have this news from Terror on the Fox Haunted Attraction in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Looking for a way to get involved with one of Wisconsin's oldest Halloween traditions, but you don't want to get into costume? This is for you. Terror on the Fox is in need of event staff and sales team members for our upcoming season. Event staff team members mostly concentrate on customer service needs such as ticket taking, ushering, and tending to our parking lot and our grounds. Our sales team members work in either our box office or our gift shop. Their primary responsibilities are to handle ticket and merchandise sales, as well as operate a cash register. You must be at least 16 years of age to apply. Previous sales experience preferred but not required. Must have flexible availability and be able to work weekends and evenings. All positions are paid. Get more information at terrorontheFox.com/jobs.html. We have this news from Screamland Farms in Frederick, Maryland. Do you want to act or participate in a haunted attraction? Screamland Farms is recruiting for the upcoming season. Their first orientation will be on Saturday, July 20th at 10 a.m. Several more recruitments will be held through the summer and early fall. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Screamland Farms. We have this news from the Valley of Fear and the original Haunted Hayrides in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. Do you love Halloween? You love to dress up? You love to scare the hell out of people? Like to try acting or improve your skills? Then this is the job for you. The Valley of Fear and Original Haunted Hayride is looking for haunters slash actors to fill key roles at our attraction for the October season. We're looking for energetic, intense people who love to scare people to play zombies, paintball zombies, killers, victims, underworld creatures, clowns, and the mercenary military types. Costumes, scripts, and training provided. We use movie-quality makeup and prosthetics, and we have an amazing makeup team to bring your character to life, but we just need you. Go to valleyoffear.com and click Monsters Wanted to fill out the online application, and we'll get back to you shortly for an interview. Good luck. And finally, we have this special announcement from the Scares That Care Charity Weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, just after the birth of his daughter, David Richards was involved in a horrific home accident. Engulfed in flames from an exploding gas can, David suffered 80% burns on his body from his neck to his feet. 70% of the burns were third degree, which means that on the outset, he did not have enough of his own skin left on his body to do a skin graft. They spoke to his girlfriend, who advised David is back in the hospital. He can't walk, and he can't hug his daughter, and obviously he can't work. This was 10.5 months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, our 2019 Burn Survivor recipient is David Richards. How about we welcome him and his girlfriend Claudia and daughter Isabella into the Scares at Care family. Get more information about Scares at Care and how they help families like David's at scaresthatcareweekend.com, and they'll see you in Virginia. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
2-1. And ladies and gentlemen, Pride Month has just ended in June. We're into July. Haunt season is coming on, but I want to talk about an organization that we've talked about many, many times on the show. Ironically enough, it was just Pride Month, but Haunters Against Hate. You know, we've talked about it before. It's a great organization that contributes a lot of money to LGBT causes around the greater Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, and they're stretching out nationwide. I don't know if you've been following their website, but they just put out the Book of Haunters, and lots of really good stuff is going on with Haunters Against Hate. They're going to be making some more appearances. You know, they've been at Transworld, they've been at other conventions. They're going to be making some appearances here where you can buy a copy of this book and their 2020 calendar, all about haunted house actors and lots of cool stuff. I have the founder of Haunters Against Hate on the line, Mr. Paul Lanner. How are you, sir?
Okay, Drew, how are you?
Doing very good. Are you in Lexington, Kentucky?
You are correct.
Okay, I remember you were moving down there. That's great. How's Lexington treating you these days?
I love it. I love it very much.
Fantastic. Tell me about, or tell everybody the genesis of the book. What is the book? What is it about? And why did you decide to create this book?
Well, it stems originally from the 2019 and 2020 calendars I had started. I had received so many submissions from haunters across the U.S., even from Canada, the U.K., that there's no way I could put them all in a calendar that's only 12 months. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, this would be a great idea for a coffee table book, especially because there has never been a book about haunters themselves in the industry, ever. So that started my mind going, and I started reaching out to all these different haunters. I made a post on my Facebook page about it, and I was able to create this 100-page coffee table book that's featuring about, 115, 120 haunters, which is awesome.
That's really surprising that there's never been a book about haunters. Now, you're not talking about just, you know, hi, my name is John Smith and I own this haunt. You're talking about characters, is that correct? The people that actually work in the haunted houses.
You are correct. The actors who create their characters, who spend hours putting on their makeup and their costumes and work so hard through haunt season to keep the public entertained and scared. There's been a book about haunted houses, and I even think that was like real paranormal stuff, but I've never seen a book about the actors themselves, the haunters.
I can't say that I have either, so that's fascinating. I remember when you were putting the call out, and I was considering submitting Princess Trainwreck, but I think I wanted to hold off and see how the reception was, but it's probably a good thing that I did, because as apparently the case, you had an overwhelming number of people sending you submissions, pictures, and biographies.
Yes, you're correct. I've already had people asking if there's going to be a volume 2.
Because
they want to get in.
Is there going to be a volume 2?
We will see. so far, the sales on the book, it's only been 2 weeks, but the sales have been fantastic. So I'm very happy about that. More than half of the first print run has sold out.
Oh, wow.
So if it keeps going the way it is, yes, there will be a volume 2.
Well, congratulations on selling out almost half in just 2 weeks. You know, I can't.
Yes.
I can't imagine. that's
really.
Tremendous.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say that's just tremendous. I'm very, very happy to hear that.
Thank you. I really poured my heart and soul into this book, and I really hope it shows. And from the feedback I've gotten so far, people really, the haunters are loving it, which is great. It will be going with me to all conventions now.
Excellent. Let's go back a little bit more and talk about the 2019 and 2020 calendars. You know, you start seeing calendars showing up in the stores usually around October and all, but you've already got a 2020 calendar featuring. I assume these are people that have already, that also submitted to the book. Are these people that didn't make the calendar, so they're put in the book, or are these the same groups or different people?
All the calendar models, or at least 90% of the calendar models from 2019 and 2020, are in the book as well. And for the 2020 calendar, these actors had submitted their photos specifically for the calendar. There was no mention or there was no post about an upcoming book then. So when I did decide to create the book, I wanted those actors in the book as well.
Is it just pictures? Are there biographies? Are there paragraphs? Did you write anything in there, or was it the actor that submitted their own content to be put in there?
I had the actor submit why they became a haunter and how long have they been haunting, along with why do they support Haunters Against Hate. So they filled out this questionnaire for me, and everyone has their own bio on their page.
Oh, fantastic. Now, for the people who
yes.
haven't heard about Haunters Against Hate, let's give them the 5 W's. This came about because of the tragedy in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub. And then some unprofessional remarks were made about that event by a group of haunters. No names mentioned, no names. And it seems that that's where it came from, if I'm correct.
You are correct. It was formed under a very unpleasant circumstance.
And
but I decided, you know, let's take something so unpleasant and turn it around and turn it into something really good.
Absolutely. You're going
and
into
that's
your...
what I did.
Are you in your third year now?
Yes. Yes, into the third year.
And basically what you've been doing is you've been selling T-shirts, calendars, books, and holding raffles and auctions at various conventions like Trans World and stuff. And you're raising money for various causes that help the LGBT community. Who are some of the people who've been recipients of the generosity of those who've contributed?
I try to focus on youth groups, so it's been Louisville Youth Group, Gay Straight Alliance for Youth in Lexington, Youth Outlook in Illinois, The Living Room in Portland, Oregon, I've given to, High Desert Equality in Southern California. So I'm always looking around for various youth groups, especially. I have given to other just LGBT organizations as well. So like the LGBT Life Center in Norfolk, Virginia, who helps with HIV testing and stuff like that for the community. Same here in Lexington, AVOL, which is AIDS Volunteers. I've given to them as well. The other cool thing I did recently was I had a competition at a local high school here with the LGBT kids to create a piece of art for a Haunters Against Hate t-shirt. And the winning design, all the proceeds from that shirt go back to the Gay Straight Alliance for Youth of that high school.
And how did that turn out? How many entries did you get, and who was the winner?
I didn't get that many entries, and they were all quite good, but the winner, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention because he's underage. But
don't need to mention any names, but it was a male, female. It was a male or female student?
Male.
Okay.
Male. And I have a great story. I his first name's Jason, I think. Great story about that, too. It's a really cool shirt of it. It almost is an homage to Silence of the Lambs with a moth, and it's really cool. And when Pride was happening here 2 weeks ago, I had a booth, and it was a Saturday morning, 10:30. No one was really at the Pride Festival yet or at any booths, and these four police officers came over to me, and I'm like, oh boy, what's wrong now? And one of the police officers happened to be the father of the student.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was so proud, and he was so excited about the shirts, and I even have bumper stickers with the moth on it now, and he was thrilled, and I just gave the cops a bunch of shirts.
Very nice. So congratulations
there. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, with the other two shirts that you can buy online from high school students, with that I've raised $1,100 for the high school, which is great.
That is tremendous as well. Now, with June being Pride Month, was there an increase in interest in your organization? Because as far as I know, you're the only LGBT haunt-related charity organization out there.
At the Pride Festival, I got a lot of people coming over to the booth. But with the process of the book being done, that was the main focus this past June. I was so busy getting it prepared and getting it ready for the printing process. So, but no, I'm sure shirts were still being sold and everything. I have done a 2019 special Haunters Against Hate shirt, which is almost an homage to American Horror Story with its look.
Oh, nice.
That people are really liking. Yeah.
Are you a I was going to say, are you a graphic designer by trade? I mean, are you coming up with these designs by yourself? Yes.
Yes. I actually design packaging for Warner Brothers. I've been doing that for the past 16 years.
Ooh, very nice.
Thank you.
So where will you be making... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, go. No, you were just going to ask a question that I probably was going to answer.
I was just going to say... where are you making, I know you've been at Transworld the last couple of years, and I know you've been to, were you at Midwest in Chicago this year?
Yes, okay. I was.
And how are people receiving your booth when they come up and see it? Do they recognize you? Do they know who you are? Do people have no clue what's going on and you're educating them? What's been the general consensus?
It's more and more, I'm being recognized in the industry now, and people are coming up to me going, very excited to see me at the convention, so which is awesome.
Excellent.
I mean, you definitely have people coming up saying, what's this all about, who have no clue, but I love to educate them, and right. That's how the word spreads.
Excellent. Where will you be making some future appearances, say, the next couple of months leading up to Halloween?
Right now, I have two conventions planned. I will be attending, for the first time, CreepyCon in Knoxville, Tennessee, which I believe is August 23rd through the 25th.
I think you're right.
And at that booth, I will have a special collector's CreepyCon edition t-shirt. that they gave me the okay to use their logo for a t-shirt.
Very nice.
Then after that, and it's ironically a week later, I will be at Face the Dead convention in Louisville. And I will have a booth there as well. And I will also be having an exclusive Face the Dead t-shirt.
I'm noticing that when you're going to these shows, you seem to have a lot of exclusive shirts. Are these just going to be one-offs, or are these going to be available after the show, or will you make extra runs?
It's all according to the sales. I mean, if I have extras, I will post them online. If people want to get them, they can. We'll see what's left over. You know, sometimes I'll post like, oh, here's the Days of the Dead shirt online, but I only have, say, large and extra large left.
Okay, that makes sense. Because, you know, yeah. I can't keep up. I have one shirt. There is no way I am going to be able to afford every special edition shirt you're running out there. And I do like to collect my black t-shirts, so, you know. But anyway.
Of course, I'm going to have the book with me at these conventions as well. And right. The 2020 calendar.
Oh, those will be fantastic. And no doubt you may have some books for... will you be holding an auction at Days of the Dead and CreepyCon?
No art raffles there. I only do that at Transworld and Midwest Haunters Convention.
Okay. Well, if there is an LBGT group out there that was to be put under consideration for... future donations, or if somebody wants to just reach out and get more information, maybe track where you're going to be appearing at future conventions, or maybe if you do a 2020 or 2021 calendar or a Book of Haunters 2, where can they get more information, find out more information about Haunters Against Hate, join Haunters Against Hate. The Big Scary Show is a proud supporter of your organization. And get all things information-wise about Haunters Against Hate.
Everything will be on the website, hauntersagainsthate.com. You can find out about the genesis of us. You can find haunts that are part of the Haunters Against Hate network, conventions we've been to. You can find out about the calendar, the book. And if you want to contact me, there's a contact page to reach out that will send an email directly to me. You can also like our Facebook page, Haunters Against Hate, where I post everything there as well.
Well, Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News. We'll look forward to seeing you at CreepyCon. I'm going to be bringing my kids to it, at least a couple of them. So we'll definitely have to go by the booth.
Excellent.
And say hi to you. And again, folks, hauntersagainsthate.com. Are you a 501c3 yet, or are you in the process of becoming one?
In the process. It takes a long time.
But anyway, folks, if you wish to show your support to the LGBT community, and remember, folks, there are an awful lot of gay and lesbian actors at haunts all around the country, and support them, and support Haunters Against Hate, go to hauntersagainsthate.com. Check out the calendar, buy a copy of this book. The pictures I've seen are just incredible. One last question. Is Tater in either calendar or book?
No.
Ha ha! An even better reason to buy it, folks. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Once again, folks, Paul.
Froggy's Fox?
Yes. No Granny?
You know what? He has not. I've reached out to him to send me high-res images. He has not. He doesn't have high-res images, so I keep badgering him, believe me. He will make it into hope. There is one.
Badgering him. I see what you did there. Ha, ha.
Thank you.
Paul Lanner with Haunters Against Hate, folks. Hauntersagainsthate.com. Catch him at a convention coming near you one day. What is the official title of the book?
The Book of Haunters, Volume 1.
The Book of Haunters, Volume 1, implying there's a Volume 2 coming along. So if you're a haunt actor or actress that would like to be placed under consideration, watch his website and social media for further information. Paul, once again, thank you for being on here. The Big Scary News. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.